Who wouldn't jump at a chance to chat with one of North Carolina's best-loved native sons?
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get...
Well, former Charlotte mayor and Republican nominee for governor Pat McCrory is no exception. He was delighted to bump into Andy Griffith yesterday in Raleigh after addressing a meeting of the National Federation of Independent Business. Only trouble was, it wasn't really Andy Griffith. It was 82-year-old Griffith lookalike Art Fettig of Hillsborough, North Carolina. I called Mr. Fettig today to get the scoop on what happened.
Well, I gave a stand-up comedy performance before the two candidates. We had Pat McCrory and also Walter Dalton there. And I don't think either one of them heard me. You know, they came in later. And when we finished, we went out in the lobby, and I met Walter Dalton and talked to him a little bit. But then I met Pat McCrory, and he had those stars in his eyes. I see that all the time when people see me, and they're absolutely, positively sure that I'm Andy Griffith. And he started talking, and I corrected him. I said, no, I'm almost Andy. And I'd already given his aide a card of mine, you know, to look at. But he kept on going, and I just couldn't get a word in. And he was telling me how thrilled he was, you know, to see me and meet me. And it was kind of interesting because I told him I'd seen his commercial, the one where he comes a walking up and he says, let's put politics aside for a minute. And gosh, I thought that was a great commercial. So I told him that. And he said, you saw my commercial? And I said, yeah, and I thought it was great. And then the conversation kept going towards me being Andy and how he'd like to meet with me, you know, and talk with me some more and call me. And it was obvious, you know, he just was sold that I was Andy Griffith.
So, Mr. Fettig, I have to ask you, we're in the middle of a campaign for governor in North Carolina.
Right.
And do you have any political motivations or leanings?
I'm a independent, really, and I always try to vote for the man that I think is closer to the way I feel about things. And right now I'm looking for the man who really feels in his heart that he can do something to help North Carolina and to help politics in general throughout the nation.
But in terms of your appearance at this event in Raleigh yesterday, were you trying to make either or any candidate or anybody look good or bad?
No, I was trying to be absolutely nonpartisan. This is a nonpartisan organization that called me in.
Mr. Right. Fettig, if I might ask, what did you do in your earlier life?
I worked for the railroad 35 years, and the last 10 years of my career with the railroad, I worked for the president in Changing Attitudes. And during that 10 years, I became an after-dinner speaker. And I started writing books, and I've written a whole shelf full of books and given several thousand speeches all over the United States and Canada and abroad. So I've been a professional speaker, and at the age of 80, I decided I was going to have some fun looking like Andy. Everybody's been telling me that, so I just became almost Andy, and it's just an adventure. Every day is a new adventure for me.
And you certainly had one there in Raleigh yesterday.
Oh, that was memorable. My wife is so tickled. She just pulled it up on the computer this morning. And we were leaving for the beach real early. And we haven't even started getting ready to go to the beach here today.
Well, Mr. Fettig, thank you so much for talking with us. And I'll let you continue getting ready for that beach trip.
Okay. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Right.
I do appreciate it.
That's Art Fettig of Hillsborough, North Carolina, talking about his encounter yesterday with Republican candidate for governor, Pat McCrory.